At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Into sports.
20 yards out, Urch to shoot, don't shoot! Oh, what a goal for Fabinho! Wow!
And get into the all-new OTB Sports app.
I think when he apologises to me, I probably will say hello to him, yeah. No.
Videos, sports news, live scores, interviews.
If Fabregas is going to come up to me in the street and give me some of the mouth that he would have given me on a football pitch, what would he do? Get a slap?
Plus, exclusive content on the OTB Podcast Network. The biggest names in sports, ready when you are. Search OTB Sports on your app store and download it now.
The OTB Podcast Network.
Now, we're very happy to say we have Waterford hurler Stephen Bennett with us because today there is the launch of the Bord Gáis Energy Christmas Jumper campaign. So Bord Gáis Energy, they're about to make 500 county-themed Christmas jumpers available for sale. All the proceeds are going to go to the homeless charity Focus Ireland. They're aiming to raise about 20 grand. Homelessness obviously is horrific all year round, not least at Christmas. And so we're very happy to say Stephen Bennett is behind it, given his time, and is wearing a very fancy county themed jumper himself. How you doing?
Hey, how are you? How are you on?
Nice jumper.
Nice jumper.
Yeah, they're lovely, in fairness. I just seen them this morning. I've two different Waterford jerseys now, so our Christmas jumper. So as you said, it's a great thing to do for charity, and hopefully people will get in behind it now.
So All Ireland semi final Saturday night against Kilkenny. Talk to us.
Yeah, actually, I suppose firstly, it's great to be back up there. I suppose we haven't played in Croke Park now since 2017. So it's just exciting now. I suppose there's a lot of new lads in as well who might be their first time playing in Croke Park. So it's just exciting times again. It's nice to be back, winning a few games, and hopefully we can put in a performance now and just get to another final.
You've had a very different Level 5 lockdown to most of us. It must have been really enjoyable in so much as Level 5 lockdown in a pandemic can be.
In fairness, yeah, I suppose we were the start of it. We were all out of work, and it was normal for everyone, same as for everyone. Say when the thing just all finished, you know. But I suppose, in fairness, we were in a really privileged position now the last few weeks since the intercounty stayed going. Like, we get to go down. So many people struggling. I suppose we still get to go to the training and play the matches and hopefully help them out some bit. But no, exactly. In fairness, now we're actually in a fairly privileged position. So I think that's why people are enjoying it a lot. Because especially even the people that are playing it is more relaxed, is more enjoyable, that we can realise how lucky we are.
How are you finding match days without crowd?
Yeah, it's strange, in fairness. Like, you're going from 30,000 people shouting to 20 people inside in the sand, you know. So it is strange. But look, as I was saying, it's great to just be playing. It's great to be running around there. It's great to be out with your friends to some sort of an extent, like, you know. Mm. And no, you definitely miss the crowd, all right? You'd miss the atmosphere, especially when they're winning. It is a shame that they're not all there. Like, the poor people of Waterford now would have liked to have something to shout about, you know. Mm.
So you're driving to matches on your own, all that kind of stuff is in place. Are you getting showers afterwards? Because we see some teams sort of in, not quite in a dressing room, but a little bit in a tunnel, because the weather has been so bad, I suspect, is half the reason on certain matches. Are you getting in for showers after matches, or is that still off limits?
Yeah, no, we can, thank God. We can get in for, like you're saying, Park Cueve now the other day. We were up the steps in the stand and we were up on level two. Like, so the dressing room is now where the outdoor area is where the thousands of the supporters would be. So strange enough, all right, but it's all big and open space. And then we get the showers like in fours. So they'd have a number of dressing rooms, say, and you're allowed four in each one just to shower, like, for, you know, to be driving back after country after it. So you'd, yeah, you can, all right.
Could be a chilly drive home otherwise, yeah. I suspect. So, Stephen, what's life for you away from hurling then? Are you working? Are you studying? Has lockdown had a big effect on what you're up to Monday to Friday?
It did at the start, I suppose. I actually did business up in UL there for 4 years, but it was always primary teaching is what I always wanted to do from school. So I actually went back and did the Hibernia. So I just qualified in April, and then the schools were locked down. So it was strange. I was finishing off some bit of it online, but I finished then. So I suppose I was out of work there for 5 months. It was, you know, you couldn't do anything. So it was, I suppose it was a hard time, but it was also a nice time to kind of sit back, take a step back. 6 years of college done, I'd you know, my first break from the intercounty, I suppose, since going on it at 18. So it's kind of nice to go back walking mountains and doing different kind of walks. You know, it was okay. But no, it's great now. I just started teaching up in Ballyhooly. It's near Fermoy in Cork. So I'm just new in there now. I'm teaching fifth class. So it's my first time having a class now. So I'm enjoying it, just getting used to it.
There was a lot of talk about the importance of children of all ages getting back to school, socialization, some kind of routine, all that stuff. So for a fifth classer, I'm kind of forgetting what a fifth classer is like. what does being at school mean to them, and in what respect is it most important to them?
Yeah, as I said, it's only my first year out, so I can't really come, but I suppose just from my placements and all, the children kind of seem so happy to be back there. Like, you know, they're looking forward to coming to school. Like, in fairness, however hard it is for us, like, it's awful for the children. You know, they can't meet their friends. They can't. Some of them can go training still, but it's all different. Like, they're sectioned off in their classes. You know, they're in different pods. So they're thinking, like, you're telling the 10-year-old he can play with these three children, but he can't go over there. You know, so in fairness, however hard it is for us, I think they have an awful lot. Just harder for them to kind of grasp the concept of it all. But in fairness, they're very good. Mm. No, I think they're really enjoying being back. I think in fairness, they're brilliant.
And is that pod system still in place, or is it a bit freer now?
No, yeah, it's the exact same. It's my class now. You just have them in different pods, and they just stick with them. They go out to the yard with them. They'll do all, say, their group work with them. They'll so you're kind of keeping just to that group, say. So yeah, so that are trying, in fairness.
Yeah, geez, that is so different, isn't it?
That is for kids. Like, in fairness, it's hard for them to kind of grasp it all. They don't understand why they can't go over and share the same scissors as the next fella beside them, or their friends, whatever it is, like, you know. Yeah. But in fairness, they're brilliant. They're actually, they're very good at it. They're sanitizing the whole time. They're kind of more aware. They're cleaning down their own desks. And no, they actually are. They get to grips with it fairly quick.
Okay. So what do you do with a kid who says, my best mate's over there, I want to be in that pod?
It's kind of tough. They can't be there. No, sure. I suppose at Christmas time, you tell them that the pods might change after Christmas because you'll have the 2-week break. So it's actually a great way to manage their, they might stop talking if they want to get over to their friend for the next one. They might, you know, they'll be all right.
So why teaching, Stephen? Was it always something you had in the back of your mind?
Yeah, it actually was. I know a lot of people, I suppose, that play intercounty, kind of, a lot of them think, oh, go teaching, it suits it. But like, that was never it for me. You'd probably be lucky to have another 2 or 3 years, 4 years max at county. You know, your career is going to be the next 40 years. So just always did cool camps, always kind of worked with children underage, and just always something I did. I got grinds throughout. Might even start fifth year for Irish, because I knew down the line, I knew I wasn't going to get the pints first time, but I knew down the line I was going to do the Hibernia. So no, it all worked out. It was just a career I always wanted to do. So no, I'm delighted I went back now. As I said, I spent 4 years in business. I have a marketing degree up and business in UL. Worked for 6 months, and then it was still in my head to do the teaching. So just went back and did a chat.
Okay, great. What is it about teaching and working with kids that you like?
I suppose I just enjoy kind of being around them. Do you know, like, they're a funny kind of age where you can get a lot of enjoyment out of seeing them progress, like, you know, getting them at the start. Even as I'm said, I'm only in, I was actually subbing kind of between schools, but I actually only started, I'm only in my third week of actually teaching a class. So like, I'm only getting used to a lot of it, you know. But like, even with the sport or with anything, just seeing them progressing in bits, and I suppose I'm enjoying the kind of SPHE side of it and all, you know, the kind of life skills, and you can talk to them, like, you know, you can kind of, I think you can offer them a lot that they can relate back to you, you know. And I'm just enjoying kind of helping them out. Yeah.
Great, great. Well, listen, best of luck with the next 40, 50 years. It sounds like, it's good. It's great to be able to do something that you love doing, you know. I was reading about you. I just, because you've been in brilliant form this year. I mean, you're far too modest to say that about yourself, but I can say it. You've been in really great form. And I was kind of wondering, you know, was there a setback at any stage? I hadn't realized you've had hip operations on both hips twice at 17 and 20 years of age. That is some going to have worked in two hip operations on both hips by the time you're 20. That sounds like a kid who was doing too much too young, or was it something else?
Yeah, I suppose I would have been playing a lot. I played a lot of different sports, with hurling, football, soccer, I think golf, cricket, tennis, or not tennis, badminton at one stage. I was playing everything. But then, like, I suppose I was playing Harty in what, second year, and then playing minor at 15. You kind of played load, and then I don't know, as it was growing as well, that the bones didn't develop with it. But yeah, I got two operations at 17, and came back for the minor, and then just after the first game, missed the first game, and then I had to get him redone. I think the Pat Carlton down in Whitfield said it was the first person he ever actually done four times, so I thought that wasn't great news at 20. But I touch wood now, they're kind of, they're as good as they're going to be now, so I'm actually enjoying it at the moment.
Okay, and is as good as they're going to be still not great? Are they an issue? Do you have to do prehab and look after him, or no?
Oh yeah, big time. Like after matches now, they'd be sore. After trainings, there's a lot of kind of rehab and kind of just activation work, say, before you'd start training, you know, which a lot of teams are doing now anyway, which is good. But like just to go out and do a little warm-up and run now, they wouldn't be good at all. But they're, no, in fairness, last year's, like last 3 years, 2 years definitely, I haven't missed a training, maybe one or two, you know. But I haven't, they haven't kind of affected me that way. I used to miss kind of the first 2 years, I was kind of missing pre-season, maybe not coming back till February, you know, so you'd have a 3 month catch up trying to get back. By the time you're after catching up, it's nearly that you're not on the team, you know. But no, I'm enjoying it now. I'm, as I said, I've played, I think since before I came in last year, I think I played all league, all championship matches. So it's nice that you get your confidence, you know, from playing, you know, and no, it's nice to be playing and nice to be back winning a few games.
I'm sure it is. And Stephen, is any doctor or the hip surgeon or whoever you go to for advice, are they telling you, look, down the line when you're 40, 45, this ain't going to be pretty? I mean, every year you play, it's costing you, or what's the advice?
I haven't a clue, to be honest with you. I haven't really talked to anyone since about 22. I kind of left off the last 3 years, you know. They're in a good place at the moment, so I'm not going to even looking at them, you know. There probably will be something down the line, yeah, I'll have to worry about, but sure, look, yeah, I'm not going to worry about it for another year or two.
No, I think that's understandable as well. So again, look, it looks to me like you're in great form, like you're enjoying it. How do you feel about your own play at the moment?
Yeah, I'm happy, I suppose. Look, this year, I suppose everyone knows that Pádraig Mahony done his cruciate just playing a practice match against Wexford only a couple of weeks ago. And like, he definitely would have been on the freeze. He was captain, you know. But in fairness, he's helped me out a lot. That's my first, I took two games last year, I took freeze from him, but this year now, he was a belly gunner as well for a lot of it. So I had him over the league and then took him into championship. But in fairness, he's helped me out. He was the fella for the Cork game, you know, giving the slitters to me and talking to me beforehand. And I think when they were going well, then your kind of general confidence would be good, you know, so your overall play. It's just about helping out the team and setting up a few scores as well, you know.
It's almost a route into the game for you in a way, you know, the freeze.
It is, yeah. They can be good and bad. When they're going bad, it is the worst place to be. But when they're going good, I suppose if you go through a 5 or 10 minute period where you're quiet, they'll always kind of keep you in the game a bit, you know, and then you can kind of get back on the scoring from play or back passing them. So they're going okay so far. I missed a couple last day, but I'm happy enough overall with them. So just keep practicing them and kind of work an eye overall play.
Yes, and a free taker or a kicker or in any sport, be it Johnny Sexton or yourself or whatever you want to pick, if you're having a stinker of a day with the freeze, there's a real skill in not letting that affect or infect the rest of your play. You have to almost compartmentalize it if it's not going well on a certain day.
Yeah, that's true, exactly. And look, I suppose we've got other fellas that can do it as well, so that's the main thing, you know. But that's actually true. Like, you kind of need to not let it affect you. You still have to be doing all the work and delivering and stuff. You need to be setting up scores. You need to be getting a few from play. You know, you still have to do all that. They're just a kind of side thing that, so they shouldn't be affecting your overall play. And I think just kind of learn how to deal with that better is just going to help us again, yeah.
What was the best piece of advice that Pádraig gave you, or was there anything he said that stuck out to you?
Not really, no. He kind of, I suppose he's came out, but he's been dating him for 10 years, so he's kind of more comfortable with him. He knows he'll score him, you know. Just to kind of relax, to hit the ball, you know, to kind of don't. I suppose last year I took him against Clare the first day, and I think I missed the first one, passed the second one short, missed the next one and didn't take him again. You know, like, so just having a good start to him, Pádraig actually went back on him then. But so just kind of like anyone can put the ball down, roll lift it and hit it over the bar. Like, you know, every single club player in Ireland can do it. It's just about not letting their heads affect you, you know. So I think this year, like with everything that's going on, I'm just enjoying it. There's no kind of pressure, I suppose. It helps that there's not 30,000 people up in the stand shouting at you as well. But
genuinely, do you think the lack of crowd is a help?
I do. I suppose even if you look at the soccer, like the Premiership, right, there seems to be loads of goals. There seems to be like if you think about it, if there's a young fella running around the place there in his first or second game and there's 20,000 people shouting on the summer's day, it has to affect you. You know, you'll be more jittery, you'll be more. I do think people are more relaxed because there's not, like, you don't know the people that are watching you on the camera. Like, you know, you can't see the cameras up and things. So it's, you're playing in an empty stadium, you know. So I think people are kind of expressing themselves a bit easier. I would think that, yeah. But yeah. No, as I said, it's just enjoyable at the moment to be winning and to be back, looking forward to going to Croke Park now.
So you don't, or maybe you do, but by the sounds of it, I was thinking you don't overcomplicate it in terms of a pre-shot routine or certain keywords you're saying in your head or any of that business beforehand.
No, nothing at all, to be honest. No, I know a lot of people do, but I think the more, it's funny, it's kind of, the less you think about it, I think the easier they are to score.
Okay. For everyone in Waterford, I'm going to stop talking to you about it now, a few days out from a semi-final.
No, I don't mean it that way. But you know, like, just anyone can do it. Like, it's just to not leave it affect you. So when you're hitting, just hit them. Like, you can't, if you actually strike them, don't be afraid to strike them. They can't go too far wrong, like, you know.
Yeah.
So I know they're going okay.
Okay. So the Stephen Bennett School of Advice is just hit them. And maybe there's... yeah. Something to be said for that. Desi Hutchinson wanted to pick your brain on for a second. He's come back and people would have seen his goals. Interesting to be alongside a former professional, you know, and he's come back from Brighton. Is there anything you notice about the way he goes about his business, his play, his movement, his physical side of things that jumps out to you as, oh, that's kind of slightly different to us amateurs, or is there any difference at all?
Definitely, yeah. I suppose at the start, I suppose he was just in, it's his first year in, like, but he's really getting more vocal now. He's kind of bringing a lot more to the setup, you know, he's in fairness to him. What I found, I suppose, is his running technique would just be streets above a lot of us, I think. Do you know that? I suppose if you're spending 5 years training every day, the right technique is, like, his first few yards are just brilliant, you know. So, no, definitely, I think there's an awful lot in that he can help, and he is helping, you know, the other lads... kind of in training, you know, and you can see a fella doing this. So yeah, I definitely think the training he was doing has a load of advantages playing hurling as well. I suppose the funny thing is, like, he came back after 5-6 years and you think the hurling would be gone, but it's not. He's very skillful, in fairness. So yeah. It's just about using him the right amount. You know, I think first game or two, we didn't actually hit much ball into the forward line. We didn't, you know, we weren't good enough with it out the field, giving it in. So we can see, like, when we hit him in, that he can cause trouble to anyone. But just like the rest of them, kind of like Jack Pinder, the great game, the Munster final, Austin, Jack Fagan, any of the lads, like, we just need to be smarter with the ball, like, you know.
Mm. That's interesting on the running technique. So do you mean that literally, that he would give a few pieces of advice or tips on running technique?
Not even that he'd do that. It's like, we actually have a running coach, like, but you just see him, everything the running coach is telling us to do and try to change. You'd see Desi would be that much above us, you know, that he's kind of, so you can kind of work off him and you're like, okay, you know, a fella talking to you about it, you're thinking, what does that look like? But in fairness, Desi's pretty, has a spot on, like, so.
Okay. So the coach just says, do what Desi does.
for that side of it, yeah, he seems to be very good at it, yeah.
That is interesting.
That's what I get from him anyway.
We had Dervil O'Rourke at a roadshow a couple of years ago, and I remember her saying that she watches a lot of rugby, GAA soccer, and she said the amount of professional athletes who can't run is, you know, comical, that their technique is just off. So if there was something off with your running technique, and you've been running all your life, so it's even a strange thing to say, what would your running technique, how could you improve your running technique?
I suppose we're just doing, we have a fella that's been down every few weeks, like, and he's coming. I suppose he actually told me that I run like bad, not bad, but just different to, like, he said, you know, being fast, but running, their technique isn't, but I suppose when you're doing it for 25 years, you're just kind of running, aren't you? You know, so it's kind of hard to just be told, well, change this, but no, we're working on it, like, kind of just improving the way you kind of run with it, and kind of at 90%, you know, like, that you can get up and down the field, kind of, that, you know, you're not just running straight away and collapsing after 20 yards, you know, kind of. Okay. Improving that we can run at 80-90% for longer distances, like, you know,
more efficient.
It seems to be just all about kind of repetition and kind of good different kind of drills, you know, high knees and that kind of different things. Yeah.
Interesting. It's amazing, you know, all the little details now that you guys are all going into. They did not have running coaches in the 90s when, you know, hurling was thriving, that's for sure.
No, I said this is even my first year really having like a fella just for, like, the, you know, it's like sprint techniques and that, but as you said, like, it's gone nearly that way that every team has all sorts of every angle covered, and then next year they'll have another fella in, and then the whole lot of the teams will have it, you know, so it seems to be going that way. But yeah, it's enjoyable every night you're training, if you're picking up little things, you know, it can't be negative for you, like.
No, for sure. Not least when so many games are coming down to a point or two or a puck of a ball, you know, it is the small margins. What are you like now this week, the week of a game against Kilkenny? Is this a kind of miserable week and I can't eat my food and I'm thinking about it the whole time, or are you pretty relaxed?
No, to be honest, I don't be thinking about it until the morning of it, and then I'd struggle all right. But no, I don't really. I suppose it's only my third week inside in school. So they're actually, in fairness, keeping me on my toes, just trying to get used to that side of it. So the week's flying. You know, you're down to train, down to Waterford twice. And so you only have your 5 days. We're playing again Saturday. You know, we're playing 3 days' time. So it's quick turnarounds. I know you'd probably like a few more days just to recovery-wise, but I'm actually enjoying the kind of condensed, the condensed season that we're playing every week. You haven't time to think about last week because we're playing again in a few days. So yeah. It's just, as I was saying, like from what most people are going through now, we can't be giving out now and we get to run around on the weekends.
No, it's true. There's a great flow to it. It must be lovely to just get into that rhythm. What's Liam Cahill brought to the party then?
I suppose he came in at a tough enough time. I suppose there wasn't a lot of fellas probably hadn't much confidence in how they were playing at the moment. But in fairness to him and Mikey, like Mikey's a top class like hurling coach, say he does the drills and all, and Stephen Frampton's with him as well. But they
that's Mikey Beavins, is it?
Mikey Beavins, yeah. He would do most of the coaching side of it. And they're just kind of, they bring you in, they want you to attack from everywhere. You know, they want everyone running towards the goal, like the back line. They want them attacking their men. They want everyone, like, don't run backwards, don't run to the sides. They kind of, they want you to keep going on about honest mistakes. Like, they don't care if you make an honest mistake, which is good because fellas aren't kind of, oh, will I do it or will they give out? You know, like, they're kind of, fellas are going for it more because they actually are encouraging it. They want wing backs to go on a kind of mad run up the field. And they might work off and get a goal, but they also might lose the ball and we might get caught for a point. But they don't seem to mind. They actually just want us, as they said, like making honest mistakes. So that kind of, as a player, then you buy into it. Like, you know, it's a lot easier to buy into that when you know that you can kind of go out and try things. And once you're trying and putting in the effort, like, they don't mind if they don't work out.
Yeah, that's a nice umbrella to play under, I have to say, honest mistakes. Potentially, partially the reason you guys are racking up some decent scores again now.
Yeah, I suppose in fairness, we have been scoring a bit more these days. Even the other day, we got a lot, but they showed us, what was it, 327, but they showed us, it sounds good, and then they showed us video analysis of the things and thinking, God, we could have got another few goals, we could have got another few scores. You know, like little, I remember I was running through once and I think it was Neil Montgomery beside me, didn't see him, didn't hear him, you know, but then when you look back and you're like, God, we had enough, you know, the extra pass is always on, like we've got a good feel as that. Our like the runners said, we need to kind of bring that up to 80, 90, 100% now against Kilkenny, taking all them, you know, because we need every score we can get against Kilkenny.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm really looking forward to it. Go well, play well. It's great to see Waterford back on this stage. You know, last couple of years, we're all worried that, you know, was it at the end, but it's great to see all you guys back and playing well. I'll let you go. I should remind everyone, we're talking to Stephen Bennett and he's given his time to support a brilliant cause. So Bord Gáis Energy, they have a Christmas jumper campaign. They're going to make about 500 county themed Christmas jumpers. They're going to go on sale. All the proceeds will go to the homeless charity Focus Ireland, and they're looking to raise 20 grand. So that's why Stephen was talking to us. Stephen, good man for giving your time for this, and look, best of luck on Saturday. Go well.
Perfect. Thanks a million.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.